Skagway's Men's Bowling League wraps up, Skagway Panthers basketball continues, and Haynes High School wrestling hits the mats. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Cy Dennis leads the Alley Cats, one of six men's league bowling teams in Skagway this season. He's been bowling in Skagway since he was a kid. Dennis has won a lot of championships with the Alley Cats, and last weekend, he got another. The Alley Cats swept the Brew Crew three in a row in a best-of-five series to take the trophy. Game three of that series was close. Dennis said he thought the Cats had lost it, but in the 10th and deciding frame, the Alley Cats' Andrew Cremata, bowling in the anchor position, made some magic happen.
You know, when he got out, you know, he threw the first ball, and that dumb thing went in there and hit the fence, and we needed that. We needed that really bad. And then he got up to the second one, and I thought, okay, you know, that could have clinched it, and it did.
Cremata's walk-away strike in the 10th clinched the win for the Alley Cats. Cremata called it a bit of gamesmanship to try and ruffle the Brew Crew's anchor bowler, who, following Cremata in the 10th, left a 5-7 split on what looked like a strike ball. The Alley Cats would win the game by just 4 pins. How many championships does this mean for Cy Dennis?
All the teams that I was on, I would guess maybe 25, 30.
In high school hoops, the Skagway Panthers hosted the Hoona Braves last weekend in a two-game set. On the first night, both the boys and the Lady Panthers came out victorious with fairly comfortable wins. The next day, after sleeping in the gym, the boys went on to win their second game on Saturday night. But the Lady Braves gave the Lady Panthers everything they could handle, and then some.
We're up 4 with about a minute and a half left, and then Hoona got an easy bucket underneath that shouldn't have happened. And so we come down and we get a great layup look underneath, but missed it. So we're up 2 and they have the ball.
That's Lady Panthers coach Nate Jennings describing the intensity of last Saturday's contest.
Right about 20 seconds left, I think they hit the bucket to tie it. And then we had a couple of great looks at the buzzer of regulation to win that game, but we went into overtime and it got even more intense and the atmosphere was great.
But Skagway's Lady Panthers would fall short by a bucket in overtime. Jennings says he witnessed the mental toughness of his team in the locker room afterwards and is excited for the upcoming trip to Sitka at the end of May. That trip is scheduled for just after the end of the school year, so Jennings says he's got lots of plans for the teams while they're in Sitka besides just basketball. Fishing, golfing, maybe even catching a movie in a real theater. On to Haynes for wrestling. High school coach Cosmo Fudge says he's been working on skills with his team for about 5 weeks.
We're doing lots of scramble drills, lots of situational wrestling, and a lot of thinking about how to plan your attacks. You know, it's a real chess match out there.
The first meet of the season for Haynes was also the regional tournament. Returning state champion and senior Wesley Verham wrestled as a heavyweight in that tourney and pinned every opponent he faced in the first period.
He's a hard guy to handle. He's big, he's strong, he's fast, and he doesn't come off the gas. So it's good to have a guy like him in the room when that's exactly the thing that these two freshmen need to be learning right now.
Neither of the two freshmen on the three-man team advanced past regionals. Wesley Verham defends his state title on May 22nd in Anchorage. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. A special thank you goes out to Henry Leisha, who's transitioning to the morning show on KHNS. You do good work, sir. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.